This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I never thought when we were waiting for Aaron Rodgers as long as we were with the Jets, that just a couple years later we'd be sitting here waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision and it involving the New York Giants. But here we are, one big quarterback move. And yes, it was big in the sense of where everybody else was going to go, is that Daniel Jones came off the board. I know that it's funny to say that, but people were waiting to see where he was going to go. So he goes to the Indianapolis Colts. Now I'm thinking after that, we're going to see bing, bang, boom. We are not. Aaron Rodgers takes his time. So the Steelers we know are still involved. The Giants we know are still involved. Are the Minnesota Vikings involved? There's conflicting reports there. But here we are again in a holding pattern on the tarmac with Aaron Rodgers being the person who is in control. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning. I wish I were 20 years younger, demanding $40 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's basically what it's going to take, at least that. I mean, when you think about all the other quarterbacks in the league that are making 40 or more million dollars, and you know that the Giants and the Raiders went up to $100 million from Matthew Stafford, I can understand why, if in fact all the reports are true, that Aaron Rodgers would want that much money. I'd want that much money too. I mean, like, hell, you got to get what you can get, and every player has got to go through, you know, their mental gymnastics to figure out which team is best for him and how much money they're willing to pay. I will say this, that your team, the Minnesota Vikings, is building one hell of a team via free agency. And I don't believe that Kevin O'Connell is just going to hand the reins over to J.J. McCarthy. At this moment, it looks that way, but I just can't believe that they're not going to bring somebody else in, especially after losing Daniel Jones. Not that Daniel Jones would have been the answer out there, but they're going to have to do something now because Daniel decided to go to the Colts and fight it out with Anthony Richardson. He probably feels like he has a better chance to start there. And maybe internally, when he was at Minnesota, he saw and heard exactly what the expectations were for J.J. McCarthy, and that's why he left. I would say now, for Aaron Rodgers, it's one of three teams, and if it comes down to money, then I think, to me, if I were him, I'd try to go to Minnesota. If secondly, I would try to go to Pittsburgh, and then third, I would go to the Giants. That would be the third team on the list, and unfortunately for the Giants, I mean, they're just getting left at the altar left and right, and it may end up being Russell Wilson.
Well, I do think that if Aaron Rodgers is sticking to the money side of this more than I want to end my career winning, which I thought he would want to end his career winning, then he's going to take the Giants' money if the Giants are going to offer more, because there is no way that the Minnesota Vikings, with what they did in free agency yesterday, are going to pay Aaron Rodgers $40 million a year. The whole point that they wanted to do was to draft this guy number 10 overall and J.J. McCarthy, have him on a rookie contract. They don't have a lot of draft picks this year, and build the team through free agency. So they could have dealt with Daniel Jones at $14 million, maybe being the starter for a couple games or the backup. But their plan does not include, this is why Sam Darnold is on the Seahawks, a guy who's asking for $40 million. Now, the Giants, because they have been left at the altar and have a ton of cap space and the cap went up,
and they got a desperate team, and meaning the ownership, the GM, and the coach, they might be the only team that offers Aaron Rodgers $40 million.
Right, but I also think that Pittsburgh's in the same boat in terms of their coaching staff.
Man.
I'm telling you, I know it's hard to believe
that. They would never give him that money.
Well, listen, they just gave $150 million to DK Metcalf.
He's a young wide receiver.
And here's the other thing. They are in the AFC North. Now, I know Deshaun Watson's not playing, but he got $230 million guaranteed. They got Joe Burrow in there, $250 million. They got Lamar Jackson in there, $250 million. I mean, you're not going to get a bargain basement quarterback to go into that division and win it. I mean, if you really want to win and you think the best opportunity for you, and they have nobody else on the roster right now, by the way. Now, they can still run it back with Russell Wilson, and I'm sure Russell Wilson's looking for a hefty raise from somebody because he's going to want to be a starting quarterback. He is a Super Bowl winner. He may end up going to the Hall of Fame. You know, these guys are not I think the idea was that Pittsburgh was going to be able to do what they did last year. We're going to bring Justin Fields in. We're going to bring in Russell Wilson, and I forget who else they had on that roster. And we're going to basically pay our quarterback position nothing. And we're going to try to see if we can win with the roster that we have. Well, now at least they went out there and got that big wide receiver. Now, if they really want to truly win and they want a guy like Aaron Rodgers to come play for him, he's not coming for nothing. He's just not. Even though he's guaranteed $75 million by the Jets, you know, that will be all paid out. And the Jets do have a pretty nice cap hit, dead cap hit because of it. I mean, they're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay either him or Russell Wilson a significant more amount of money than they paid last year.
So if Aaron Rodgers, you think that fair market value, and Mike Florio says the same thing, is $40 million?
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, yes.
Okay, so what do you think, Russell Wilson? Same thing?
I would ask the same thing? I would think somewhere, I would say somewhere around $35 million, $30 to $35 million at minimum, I would think.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But then again, you know, it's like these teams are desperate. You have to understand they are desperate.
The Giants definitely are desperate.
So, and if the Giants, if they go and draft one of these quarterbacks at number three, great. They're going to throw them out there, and then what?
Yeah, I don't think that. Then those guys will probably get fired if that quarterback isn't Jaden Daniels. All right, so the Steelers to me, because they did the DK Metcalf thing, doesn't mean that they have completely changed their organizational philosophy, and then now they're going to come in. No, it's well, I don't know what you're scoffing at. Their organizational philosophy is to not pay guys who are 41 years old $40 million a year.
I know
year.
That, but there, what is
They've
the
alternative? They've never done something
what
like that.
What is the alternative? Is it Carson Wentz? Is it Gardner Minshew? Is it Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think it's bringing back Russell Wilson, and I don't think he gets as much as...
30 million.
No, I think it'd be less than that. I can't see how the market... I mean, I just can't see how they're going to get that much. I just don't.
It's DK Metcalf and because he and Russell Wilson do have a relationship on the field, I could see that. I'm not saying I can't see that. I'm just, why the hell are the Steelers going to get wide receivers? Why? Because, DeAndre Hopkins is now going to Baltimore. I don't know really how much he has left. But when you look at the other teams in this division, especially the Bengals, who are going to have, the greatest show on turf again, why would you sign wide receivers if you don't have a quarterback that can get them the ball?
That they probably thought that they would get Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson for cheaper. That's what I think that they thought, and they still may if that number comes down, if no one else wants them. So, the teams that are still looking for quarterbacks are who? Are the Titans involved right now? I don't know. Are they? It doesn't sound like it. I told you the Vikings, there's no way they're paying Aaron Rodgers $40 million a year. I would be absolutely floored if that were the case. So you got the Giants, you got the Steelers. So both of those are the two desperate teams right now for different reasons.
Well, all I know is that both coaching staffs are in the same situation. I think this could be the end of Mike Tomlin if they have a losing record. I mean, I know it's hard to even fathom that, and he will be a very hot commodity on the open market. There's no question about it. But I just can't fathom them going into the season with a very mediocre quarterback situation after spending all this money on DK Metcalf, who's going to look great in a Pittsburgh uniform.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a mediocre quarterback situation no matter where they go, in my opinion, because it'll be Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, who I don't know why all of a sudden everybody thinks that this guy could still do it after a couple of good games last year? That's it?
I did a sports minute on Aaron Rodgers and his injuries last year. And the injury that I was really specifically talking about was the Achilles injury and how long it really truly takes to get back from that injury. And it usually is over a year. And he is now a year removed from it. I'm sure he's probably in better shape. He's got a lot to prove if he wants to continue to play. I would think, to me, somehow trying to get to Minnesota would be the thing, but then it would be Pittsburgh, then it would be the Giants. I mean, and that's just the way it is, unless the Giants are going to pay significantly more money.
Yeah,
Or they're the only ones that really truly want them.
I mean, and also, I mean, I think it was really Florio who put this out there with the $40 million a year. He said it was an educated guess, meaning that he at least has someone or an agent or somebody that's talking to him about this. But Aaron Rodgers, there is a history, and I don't think he'll do it twice, but there is a history of him taking less money. Like, he ended up taking less money and taking a pay cut to come to the Jets because he thought that was the right situation.
And he also blew his an Achilles out. I mean, it's
what,
like...
What I'm saying, though, is he got every cent of that.
I know that, but it's not like he didn't do anything. He blew his Achilles out. And, the other thing, too, is...
Well, that's not what I'm saying. The point that I'm saying is he did once before take less money to go to a situation where he thought it was right. So maybe he does that again with these two other teams that he thinks are better options than the Giants. Or the Giants say, hey, we're going to be the only team that gives you $40 million over the next 2 years. And he says, hell, I'm going to do that because no one else is going to give it to me.
Hey, if the Giants are willing to go $100 million with Matthew Stafford... I mean, I don't understand. You go $40 million and you grab one of these quarterbacks, and you have an opt out for next year. That's basically the way you got to do it. And then you got to hope this quarterback that you draft is the guy that's going to actually take you to the next level. And you better hope that Aaron Rodgers takes you to the playoffs.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, 3-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.